through all of this, how have you managed your career? Because you've managed it incredibly well.
Well, I think fortunately for me that being an underachiever physically and kind of being on the bottom of the pile, I did a lot of things to make myself an overachiever in other ways. So I learned skills. I became a strategic planner, an operations officer. I was I did courses on analytical decision making, on lots of other things that made me a financial manager. So I took these extra courses and learned extra skills and became more valuable to the organizations I worked for, that they could easily overlook me being an underachiever in the physical department. But I always passed the tests, although I would say that for a person like Fabry disease, for instance, you get a lot of chronic swelling, edema in the lower legs. Well, any time that I thought that I was in trouble on a given day that we were doing a physical activity, a test, I could go to the clinic and say, look at my legs, and get a reprieve for a short time. You always had to go back and make it up, but on days I just knew I wasn't going to do well, I would...
Got a break,
went back and took my test a week later and would pass it. So I found ways to compensate and to get through. And then later on, I was behind a desk the last two-thirds of my career.
Anybody with a chronic condition learns how to adapt. And everybody who learns to adapt figures it out best for themselves.
Right.
Congratulations.
It wasn't always easy,
but it
worked. And I felt guilty sometimes, you know, taking that route and saying, well, I can't do this. If I do this today, I'm going to fail. So I'm going to, you know, do it another day when I know I can or have a better chance at passing.
How would you help patients who are having that same feeling of guilt get over the guilt real quickly?
Well, I think, you know, I talk to patients all the time, and I tell people that you're going to find things that you can't do, but don't do it prematurely. Try everything, see what you can do. If you can't do something else. If you can't run, ride a bike. If you can't ride a bike, walk. You know, find other ways to stay healthy and to physically and mentally. So I think to just find alternatives and don't feel bad about what you can do. It's not your fault that you have Fabry. Right. It's not your fault that these things happen.
One feels guilty about not being able to do things at times, but in reality, with Fabry's and other genetic diseases, there really should be no guilt because it's nothing that the individual can do anything about.
Yeah, I think it's actually the feeling people should have is just the opposite. They should be proud that they've overcome a lot of these things and they push through them and they make it work and they have successful lives and successful careers and manage what they have to deal with.
Regardless of the obstacles.
Right.
When did you meet Dr. Hladek?
In the same time I met you. In 2008. I came into UNC for an unrelated problem. I had a bacteremia. It was the second life-threatening bacterial infection I'd had in a year. And so you introduced me to Dr. Hladek, and we've been great partners ever since.
Right.